Hi, it's me. Come to your window. I'm back at mine. I don't care what you're doing. It's time to play. You want to see me naked, don't you? Yeah, I thought that'd do it. There you are. Now I can see you. Hi. Only kidding, as you can see. I'm not naked. Okay, you might want to get yourself a chair there so you can sit back and relax if I let you. So, that answer you sent me just now in text got me thinking. I mean, it's not surprising. One of your favorite things is to have your cock sucked. You barely needed to waste the time typing that out. But now, the outdoors thing, that I liked. And I was thinking what sort of horrible tease I could put you through today when I remembered something I did once that I thought you might like. So, I, for today, am going to put on a little show and tell for you. Now you're sitting comfortably. Take your dick out and stroke it. You might as well take your underwear, pants off, get naked, however you're comfortable. You know me, though. I might stop you at any second. So enjoy it while you can. Keep stroking unless I tell you to stop. When I do the tell part like I am now, you can listen. Show me how turned on you are and jerk it for me like that as much as you want. Ride that tingly edge. Keep that tension building in your cock and balls. I don't even need to tell you at this point that coming is forbidden, do I? And when I get to the show part, I'll be telling you, stop. I'm cruel like that, huh? You're the one that keeps answering the phone. So now you sit in your chair. I'll just stand for now, at least. I'm going to put you on speaker, so I have both hands free. That worked very well last time. So, let me explain my outfit. Today I've just got these jean shorts on. Daisy Dukes, right? And this shirt that fits very nicely. Maybe too nicely. As you can see, the buttons on my shirt are threatening to pop at any minute. I'll try and leave one or two done up, just to preserve my modesty. Yes, of course I'm wearing a bra. I'm all class. Oh. Wait, I'm not wearing any panties, though. Does that make a difference? And can you see I've also got this toy here? I picked it because it's about the same size as you. And look, see, it has this little sucky bit, so I can put it on the window here, and it'll stay in position at just the right height. That'll come in handy later. I told you, classy. So I thought I would tell you a story about this time I was out at a bar. Keep stroking your cock while you're listening. It was a hot summer night, and I had on these very shorts and a pair of heels showing off my legs to some nice effect. And I had a shirt like this on, too. Had it knotted at the midriff. I guess it was a little slutty, but with a body like this, you're only young once, right? And as you can imagine, there were no shortage of guys around me. The legs were getting a lot of looks. I like the attention sometimes. But there was this one shy guy in the corner, and I fancied a bit of a challenge, finding something innocent to corrupt. Now that I think about it, He actually looked a little bit like you. Maybe the hair was different. He was wearing glasses. Younger than you too, I think. I don't actually care how old you are, though, do I? Who cares? Age is just a number, right? Like the number of four, the number of days I've kept you edging without coming. Anyway, he was actually about to go when I sat next to him, and I got the sense he'd probably up and leave unless I spoke to him, so I said hi. And he relaxed a little. We got to talking. We were chatting at the bar, having a drink, just like what we were, two people out on their own. It turned out he was only in town for one night at some sort of a computer conference. We were mostly talking about movies and the shit TV he'd been watching in his hotel room. Don't stop stroking. And he must have said something funny because I laughed. And as I laughed, I went to brush his leg with my hand to let him know to keep talking, that he was heading in the right direction. But the cocktail I'd been drinking must have gone to my head or something, because I meant to brush his knee. But I went a little higher by accident, and my forefinger brushed across a big bulge near his thigh. And well, as you know, when I see a big bulge, like when I saw yours, things start to get a little heated for me. And sometimes I can't help myself. So imagine what I do when I'm touching one. My head was very quickly spinning with the possibilities. I casually undid one of the buttons on my shirt, just like this, to show a little more of my boobs, and I leaned over, squeezing them with my arms, just like this, so he could get an eyeful of cleavage, and the suggested promise of my nice firm tits. I whispered in his ear, "I don't care about movies now. I'm really interested in what you're hiding down there. And if you take me out back right now and show it to me, I'll suck it for you." He gulped. It was really quite sweet. I could tell something so nakedly brazen like that hadn't happened to him before. It looked like he couldn't even speak. I undid another button so he could get an even better look. My tits were nearly popping out of my silky bra. A bit like they are right now for you. I can tell you like this. Don't stop stroking. Does it feel nice stroking it like that? I hope you're right up to that edge, because you know, you might have to stop at any minute. I told him to follow me to the alley, out the back of the bar. I slid off the bar stool. I could actually feel my pussy was wet as I did so. I was glad I didn't wear any panties. I went in front so he could see my ass swaying in those short little shorts in front of him. I thought for a second he'd run and hide in the men's room. But I knew he had to want it so badly, just like you do now. Luckily, I turned around and he was still there. Obviously, he was no fool. Once we were out there, it was dark and there wasn't much light. Luckily, it wasn't filthy. Well, no filthier than my mind, anyway. I pushed him up against the wall and kissed him on the lips, but just once. I wasn't there for kissing. I had my hand on his pants, reaching for the zipper. I could feel how hard he was down there, just like you are now. And I wanted to get his cock out in the open. Just like yours is. I slipped my hand into his pants and put my fingers around it and gave a gentle tug, and it twitched in my hand. He let out a gasp. I looked him in the eye. Our faces still really close together. Close enough he could feel my breath and smell my perfume. I pulled his cock out into the night air. It was nice and big. like this toy here. Just like yours looked when I saw it for the first time. And then I dropped to my knees, like I am here now, and, oh, sorry. That was the tell part. I guess this is the show part, and you don't get to play. So hands off that cock of yours while I show you how I suck this one. Eye contact is very important now, isn't it? So this window allows me to look right across at you while I'm toying with this cock. Teasing it with my lips. But it also means I'll see if you break the rules while I'm running my tongue up and down the underside of the shaft. Tickling the head. And it would be a real disappointment to me and to your cock if you did break the rules. Especially... while I'm sitting here rolling the tip of my tongue around the big swollen head of this cock. Because just think, if we stay friends and you don't touch that swollen, twitching cock right now, and instead just look at me across here, deep into my eyes. I could just look back at you and do the same to your cock and take it right. Into my mouth. Needless to say, I did give that lucky guy a blowjob he won't ever forget. No one disturbed us all that time we were there, so I even let the rest of my shirt fall open and pulled my breasts free of my bra as I sucked his sexy cock. Like this, just to improve the show even further. And spin him into a world of pleasure. It felt so deliciously dirty. I see the way your hands are twitching. You wish you could touch them, don't you? But you can't touch anything. You just have to sit there watching. With your dick aching to come hard. Your knees buckling just like his did when he filled my mouth up with his load in that alley. Don't get jealous now. I never fucked him. Although with that cock, I almost wish I had. You, on the other hand, you might get lucky someday. You're only just over there, after all. Did you enjoy my story? You can touch yourself again if you want to. But I'm going to hang up now. Don't come today. You're so close to your reward, and only good boys get rewarded. I'll put my yellow bikini on for you again tomorrow. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Stay safe, and maybe, maybe, tomorrow I'll let you come.